It was Mary of Magdala, always so devoted to our Lord. She went to the tomb before first light, found the stone had been rolled away, a great heavy stone, and one that had been sealed by the Romans, so they say. I think some of the other women were there too, but it was Mary who went to Simon Peter and another disciple. She said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." So they, Peter and the other disciple, ran to the tomb, and the Lord's body had gone. All that was left were the clothes he had been buried in. And praise the Lord that the two disciples saw it, both men. For the evidence of we women, or even one man alone, would not be accepted in our courts of law. But two men could not be ignored. And when the disciples had seen that the body had gone, they left. So it was Mary of Magdala who was there alone, weeping outside the tomb. Then she looked inside the tomb again, and what she saw were two angels. One was sitting where his feet had laid, the other where his head had laid. She told us later, one of the angels spoke and said, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She replied to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Then she turned around, and I will tell it you as best I can. She saw a man behind her and thought he was the gardener. He also asked, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She replied to him, asking if he had moved the body, and then he spoke to her by name. He called her Mary. As soon as she heard him speak her name, she knew it was Jesus. So many times he had called her by name, so many times she had responded to his voice. She turned and said to him in Aramaic, "Rabboni," which means teacher. And he said to her, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." And that's what she did. She said, "I have seen the Lord." And she used those amazing words, "My God and your God, my Father and your Father." Sometimes I wonder if people will realize in years to come just how special those words were. God was now our Father, as well as Jesus' Father.